Pasta is my favorite food in every single region of the world, and that's why I'm really excited to have you here, Katrin Skopertis, for our second guest tip of the month. You have a podcast called Italian for Sure. Why don't you quickly tell us about you for the folks who didn't catch us last week, and then jump into your tip of the day.
So I am an expert in podcast development, specifically audience development. I do have a podcast, as you mentioned, called Italian for Sure, the podcast about Italian culture. And I'm an American who moved to Milan, Italy a little over 2 years ago. So if you want to blend in as a foreigner in Italy, my tips are: don't use a spoon to twirl your pasta. Don't ask for salt and pepper or any sort of condiment after receiving your food. Don't drink cocktails with your food. Cocktails are to be consumed before your dinner, during aperitivo, or after your dinner. When you're having pizza, have beer or Coca-Cola, not wine. Don't carry a huge reusable water bottle around. Despite the fact that water in Italy is pretty accessible, you can walk around and see fountains of drinking water to consume. Carrying a huge reusable water bottle is not part of the culture here. And unfortunately, don't pet a stranger's dog. It's something I really like to do in America, you know, go up to an owner and say, hey, can I pet your dog? And hopefully they say yes. And then I bend down and pet the cute dog. It's not really part of the culture here. So if you want to blend in, don't do that. The list goes on and on. It's obviously a different culture and a different country. And there are even more differences among the north of Italy and the south of Italy. But all these cultural differences, I go into detail with actual real Italians that can explain it better than me so that you can go to Italy and feel comfortable, blend in, all on my podcast, Italian for Sure.
Our resident Italy expert for the month of February, our guest tipper of the month, that's Katrin Skopertis on February 12th, 2025. This is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. Ned and I will be back tomorrow with another tip.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.